Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The middle class squeeze. How corporate welfare and dependent welfare, that is upper class welfare and what you might call lower class welfare, is squeezing out the middle class. Wars and rumors of wars. Trump was dismantling the war machine. He was dismantling the U.S. war-based economy and successfully negotiating peace in the Middle East. In only a little over 3 months, Biden has the entire world in uproar over war. Well, the left is losing it, friends. Maxine Waters and Fauci are losing their cool. And the Democrats are exposing their agenda for all Americans to see. More COVID news. The question now is, are we going from COVID to bovid? I'll explain. The truth about the mask mandate is beginning to break through the information barrier put up by the Merikonsky Nazis. On the lighter note, Demi Lovato, you know her as a friend of the purple dinosaur, is taking her stand. She cut her hair, yeah, and that's news? Well, it's the reason she cut her hair that gets our attention, and good things are floating in on the flood. You know, the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a banner against them, and all things work together for good. So there are some good things floating in on the flood. CNN loses half of its audience. 45 states are tightening election laws, totally freaking out Soros and friends. More Americans are armed and ready today than ever before. 72% support the Second Amendment. Remember the horror we felt when we learned Planned Parenthood was, and probably still is, selling aborted baby body parts? Well, the news now is the FDA has been caught buying fresh aborted baby body parts from a dealer. Tragically, Chicago police shot a 13-year-old kid, CBS reported. And the body cam footage used by CBS in their report was manipulated. Yeah, they cropped out the gun held by the kid. Robert Jacob is a former mayor here in California, Sebastopol, California, up around Sonoma, and strong supporter of BLM Antifa rioters. Oh, yeah. Arrested on 11 counts of lewd and lascivious acts with minors. Join me for an unmasking rally. Time and place to be announced.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's talk about the middle class squeeze, corporate welfare and dependent welfare, upper class and what you might call lower class welfare, squeezing out the middle class. Have you wondered what's going on with corporate America these days? I mean, have they all gone crazy? Well, over 70% of all Americans strongly support voter ID laws. But virtually all corporate America, big business, you know, is up in arms about this. They don't like it. And they're coming out aggressively in opposition. You know, you're looking at a double whammy here. Or is it a double scammy? First, who in their right mind opposes voter ID laws? And think about it. All the stuff you need an ID for, alcohol, cigarettes, opening a bank account, applying for food stamps, welfare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment, a hunting license, a fishing license, to get a job, to rent or buy a house, to drive a car, to buy a car, to drive, to rent a car, to board an airplane, to get married, to buy a gun, to adopt a pet, rent a room, buy a cell phone, visit a casino, pick up prescriptions, get a permit to hold a rally to protest. Make a blood donation, for heaven's sake. Buy an M-rated video game. Purchase nail polish at CVS to purchase certain cold medicines. And friend, that just gets us started. It's almost not an exaggeration to say the only official thing you can do without an ID is vote. I mean, you can't even attend a DNC convention without showing your ID. That's the Democrat National Committee Convention, all right. But what is arguably the most important act of citizenship in any representative republic is voting, and no one with any respect for the integrity of a citizen's right to vote and have his vote count believes it's okay to just let anybody come in there and vote, who knows how many times. The first head-turning idiocy of these corporations is that they would be okay with exposing millions of legitimate voters to having their vote disenfranchised, canceled by illegitimate votes. And friend, this leaves us with only one possible conclusion. The corporations have been in collusion with wicked and evil politicians in this business of stealing elections for a very long time, and they don't want to be exposed, nor do they want to lose their power to control who runs the country. And the second whammy or scam, business purposely ticks off their potential customers. The only way this makes any sense is if they have something to hide, something so secret and so important and so valuable to them in their business model, something that threatens them so seriously, they're willing to take a position that ticks off their customer base. And what, pray tell, would that be? Oh, a little thing called corporate welfare, man. It's a little talked of phenomenon that big business, and I mean the ones that are too big to fail, that crowd, right? Big corporate interests, they buy politicians. Some are cheaper than others, you know. And they donate big money to these guys and gals so they can have then leverage on them while they're in office to protect their business interests. They influence them to develop policies that squeeze out their competition and controls it and protects their own interests. And what they're doing is buying a kind of insurance policy against any possible financial problems they might have. Like if they get close to bankruptcy because of their mismanagement, they can just look to the taxpayer to bail them out. These guys purchase influence so that what happens is the representatives we send to office ostensibly to represent us don't. They go to Washington to represent their corporate buddies, like Biden, whose administration awarded a nonprofit organization called Endeavors, whose executives earn a cool $300,000 per year, an organization that happens to be connected to the Bidens. So the Biden administration grants to Endeavors a $530 million no-bid contract to build housing for the illegal migrants, you know, to provide for the horde gathering at our border, which Biden refuses to call an emergency. Oh, really? Well, that's very interesting because, you see, Mr. Biden, it's against the law to award a no-bid contract to any company or any organization except in times of an emergency. So what is it, Joe Obama? Is there an emergency on the border? Or did you violate the law? Not that that matters to a plagiarist, to somebody who would steal the election. Not that such things matter to people like this, who removes Trump's policies controlling the border and then turns around and reinstates them under his own name, trying to steal the credit for another man's work. Once a plagiarist, always a, well, you know. And have you noticed how the corporations are coordinating their attack on our liberties? After O'Keefe, you know, of Veritas, Project Veritas, let loose a series of hidden camera videos embarrassing to CNN, you know, showing a director working for CNN admitting that CNN is engaged in propaganda. So O'Keefe reveals this, and then Twitter bans Veritas from their platform. See, they're working together. Notice how the corporations coordinate their attack on our liberties by using their influence to protest voter ID laws. How Amazon coordinates with Twitter to suppress, and Facebook to suppress free speech, and YouTube to suppress free speech. How is it that all these people work together against the people? Well, part of it is in the corporate welfare scam. Corporations buy politicians who then use their influence to bail out or pay off the corporations with various favors, right? And then the politicians come to a place where now they're dependent upon one another. They've made a kind of a marriage in hell. And now they work together to promote a particular political agenda. It goes from protecting their business interests to advancing the political interests of the party that best serves their business interests. You see, since it's a lot easier to buy a corrupt politician, and since it appears these days, hasn't always been this way, but it appears these days the Democrat Party is a nest for evil deed doers, man. It just attracts like a magnet the worst of the worst. These corporate welfare dependent companies feed off the middle class. Why? Well, Friend, that's where the money is. It's not coming from the so-called lower class Americans, you know, those that live on welfare. The welfare demographic is almost totally Democrat. And I'm talking about those who live on welfare as a way of life, generational welfare dependents. They get stuck in that quagmire, and only those with extraordinary motivation and drive can dig themselves out. The system is rigged against them. They become a voting bloc whose interests are to gain as much access to the dole as they can and to keep the checks coming in. They want raises, I kid you not, for doing nothing. They want medical benefits and all the rest. They want a sustenance-level income, whether or not they work for it. These people are feeding off of the middle class, the productive class, the people that are, you know, earning, making, producing. So you've got corporate welfare feeding off the middle class and in collusion with the government to create an environment that makes it almost impossible for anyone to compete with them, and then using tax dollars to protect their interests as a kind of insurance policy to bail them out if they get in trouble because of their mismanagement. And then you've got the so-called lower class welfare dependents, generational dependents, who are feeding off the middle class. Right? And guess what? Praise God, we now see it. It's in the open. We're looking at, we're watching this right now. The corporate interests of big business is protected. These rioters are not hitting the big box stores. They're not burning down Walmart or Costco. I certainly don't think they should. It would be a criminal act if they did. But they're burning out the small business owner, and the mayors in these blue states, in these blue cities, sit back and just watch. The lockdowns, they're not targeting the big corporation outlets. No, they're targeting the small business owner, the middle class guy. It's a giant squeeze, friend, and the middle class is in a vice, and they keep cranking it down on us, tighter and tighter and tighter, and they're trying to destroy and break down and squeeze out the middle class. That's what all communist, fascist countries do, every one of them. But we are resilient here in America, and we are the majority. Coca-Cola is feeling the heat. The MLB is rethinking its position. Ford and GM are going to feel it too. The 36 other Michigan-based companies that are making a bunch of noise against voter ID laws, against the people. Well, they're also going to begin to feel the heat. We're done, friend. The good news is that 45 of these 50 states in the United States are stepping up to the call to true the vote. These liars are not protecting the disenfranchised. That's a lie. They are disenfranchising the Americans who pay the way, and we're tired of it. Trump and Lindell are stepping up to provide a real alternative to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Some of you probably remember when Moi said, it was probably every bit of 2 years ago, maybe longer, that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are private companies, and they pull this stuff, and well, that, you know, it is a private company. And I said, but I trust American ingenuity. Some smart businessman at some point is going to look at this and see a huge market here, and they're going to step in, and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube will be as forgotten about as Ma Bell. And I'll bet few of you know who I'm talking about. Those dinosaurs are stepping into the tar pits as we speak. Next, wars and rumors of wars. Listen to this. You've got China threatening Taiwan. China teaming up with Iran against America. You've got Iran moving forward toward getting nukes. Oh yeah, they've started up their advanced centrifuges. Israel has attacked an Iranian Revolutionary Guard base and a nuclear enrichment center blackout that they caused, wiped out half their production of nuclear stuff. Yeah. Iran's irrational screams about nuclear terrorism. That tells us the Israelis hit them good. Iran's increasing hostility against American troops in Iraq, using drones and 20 bombs and rocket attacks, and Biden expels 10 Russian diplomats and imposes sanctions over election interference. What a joke, this guy. Russian troops gather on the Ukraine border, heavy artillery with tanks and 28 battalion tactical groups on the northern and eastern borders of Ukraine, along with Russian invasion forces placed in Crimea. Biden deploys the Navy toward the Black Sea, and then Russia warns, U.S., stay out of the Black Sea if you know what's good for you. And Biden, well, he backs down, of course, cancels Black Sea deployment. Joe Obama, remember all the red lines that Obama drew Now, the one after the other, it appears Biden has given up even trying to push North Korea now into striking the match of war. And Joe Obama managed to accomplish all of this warmongering within the first quarter of his administration. Okay, it's time for a break. I'll be right back.
God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern light. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Now, this is one of those stream of consciousness shows I'm noticing, and, you know, the prophet's boil continues. Yeah. The left is losing it, friends. Maxine Waters yells at Jim Jordan, tells him to shut up. Tucker interviews Fauci and asks him a very simple question. If I have taken the vaccine, he asked, why do I have to wear the mask? Fauci fumbles about and finally becomes frustrated and starts accusing Tucker of engaging in conspiracy theories. So Tucker comes back clarifying the question. No, it's really a simple question. If the vaccines work, And I get vaccinated, why do I have to wear this dumb mask? Well, that was the way I put it. But anyway, it's funny. But funny in a subcategory of macabre theater. But not at all funny is the number of people who are having an adverse reaction to the vaccines. Here's a guy who is partially paralyzed and unable to talk after taking the J&J vaccine. And you've heard about seven or more women who died of blood clots believed to have been caused by the vaccine. And then I'm watching this charade in Congress where a representative, a corporate representative, is trying to censure Tucker for suggesting on Facebook that the vaccines don't seem to be working. But this is something some very savvy doctors are also saying. More COVID news. Ted Cruz and Dr. Rand Paul have gone unmasked. Israel is signaling a move to throw off the masks. Texas opened their state, threw off the mask mandate a little while back, and now they have 80% immunity. Now, some might remember when this masking and social distancing thing and lockdown measures were being introduced, I was curious, and I expressed concerns that these measures will extend the pandemic rather than shorten it. I brought out the fact that, back in the day, scientists understood the pattern of a virus, like this one, to be, as people are exposed, they develop natural antibodies resisting the virus, which weakens it over time. And as this continues, the virus becomes increasingly weakened until we reach something called herd immunity. The government interfering with the natural process has actually extended the misery and has allowed this virus to remain strong for a longer period of time. Look, everything these yahoos are doing right now is only serving to make sure a whole lot more people die than would have died if they simply let God's natural immunity program work. I mean, measures that encourage and strengthen our natural immune response would have been a much better strategy. And allow the frontline doctors to prescribe according to their own knowledge and practice of medicine, instead of these establishment government medical professionals who don't practice medicine at all, really, but deal with bureaucrats and politicians all day. Or they busy themselves with gain-of-function experimentation, And, that gets outlawed because it's, unnecessary and dangerously like making biological weapons. So then these sorts of doctors I'm speaking of now, the ones that recommend masks and all this stuff, then they send the research to Wuhan, China, where they have laboratories specializing in this sort of thing, and they give them some taxpayer money to fund the research. And then declare a virus outbreak is coming to challenge the Trump administration. And then, conveniently, the virus this doctor was involved with in gain-of-function research gets released from, Wuhan. And then this doctor uses his position as a doctor to advocate for policies, that will only extend the life of the virus and allow it to kill as many people as possible, and then get five wicked governors to order COVID-positive elderly patients to be admitted into elder care facilities even after they were told this would almost certainly kill them and lead to the deaths of many other elderly. Now, whether Fauci is the guy I'm talking about had anything to do with that particular thing, I don't know. It seems to be kind of a coordinated co-op here, you know. So, Mr. Fauci, just in case you wonder why many of us are convinced you and your cohorts conspired to use this coronavirus to destroy the Trump economy and to provide a cover for stealing an election and at the same time position you and your friends to make a huge windfall in profits from the sale of vaccines. These vaccines, by the way, which, like these stupid masks, never end. Take this vaccine, then a follow-up vaccine, then there's going to be another vaccine. We're done. Get off our backs. Get out of our lives. I, for one, will take nature's God over your meddling in matters that either you are too ignorant about to know what it is you're doing, or you're a malevolent miscreant in league with Gates and company on a mission to depopulate the world. Oh, quit it with your rolling your eyes. Yeah, you, right, you. Yeah, Gates is on record calling for depopulation. Aren't you keeping up with things? Good night. He's wanted in India for crimes against humanity. On a lighter note, Demi Lovato, friend of the purple dinosaur, taking her stand. She cut her hair, yeah. It's why she did it that makes it news. She got herself a regular boy's haircut because, she said, she wants to free herself of gender and sexuality norms imposed by Christianity. How many times have I told you that's what this is all about? It's the heathen raging. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And they're ruining themselves in the entire country, the whole world. Texas moves to join Vermont, Alaska, Arizona, Wyoming, Maine, Kansas, West Virginia, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Iowa, and becoming another constitutional carry state. And that means your permit to keep and bear arms is the Second Amendment. And now, Chicago police shot a 13-year-old kid, CBS reported. The body cam footage used by CBS in their report was manipulated. Yeah, they cropped out the gun that was being held by the kid. Police were responding to a shots fired call, and they came on this 13-year-old, Adam Toledo, holding a gun. And this all ended up with that kid being shot. Mayor Lightfoot wasted no time playing the race card, blaming the police. Chicago Tribune reports that 163 people have been killed by homicide in Chicago already this year. Now, that's more than were killed in all of 2020 during Trump's administration. 23 more, as a matter of fact. 26 have been killed in April alone. And friend, April's only about half done. Lightfoot is a miserable leader who has failed her city. To mask or unmask, as we come to conclusion, that is the question. When are we going to follow the science? Some medical doctors tell us we must wear the mask to stop the spread. But many other medical doctors with equivalent credentials tell us there is not one scientific study that supports this. In fact, some very reputable doctors of medicine warn that wearing masks can be harmful. No Western medical professional would have recommended masks as public policy for controlling a pandemic before SARS-CoV-2 outbreak. None. Not even Mr. Fauci. Remember in the beginning of the outbreak, Fauci scoffed at the suggestion that Americans would be wearing masks? Well, after he changed his mind about the importance of masks, he was pressed on the question of whether masks are necessary. He admitted masks are largely symbolic. Maybe that's why we have so many pictures of Fauci and other leaders unmasked in public and around others. Science is the accumulation of knowledge based on conclusions derived from observations that are tested through carefully controlled experiments. Science is not the best guesses of scientists or the opinions of scientists. When you read a highly respected scientific journal opining on the question of whether mask mandates are a good policy, such as you read in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it talks like this, quote, as SARS-CoV-2 continues its global spread, it's possible that one of the pillars of COVID-19 pandemic control, universal facial masking, might help reduce the severity of disease and ensure that a greater proportion of new infections are asymptomatic, end quote. Now, friend, that's not a scientific conclusion. It's the expression of an opinion. The science is not about might, possible, and perhaps. It starts there, but then it goes on to prove. Honest scientists use these words when they're offering an untested and unproven opinion. Ordinarily, we would agree that it is reasonable to expect the opinions of persons trained in medical science would be more dependable than those of someone untrained in medicine. But in today's politically charged environment, where so much political pressure is at play in this debate, it is reasonable to question whether the opinions expressed are unbiased. One dramatic example of such political bias at work was revealed lately when the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, admitted that they used the now proven fake Lancet study to discourage use of hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, Trump was right again. It does help. And consider that no reputable scientist before COVID-19 recommended masks as public policy to control the spread of any disease in Western medicine, much less a particle so small as a coronavirus. Not one science journal of any repute, and yes, I've looked at them and I have scoured the research here. Listen, none of them has said the SARS-CoV-2 virus that's responsible for the disease we call COVID-19, none of them has said that it is larger than any coronavirus known before. So, if masks were known by Western science to provide insufficient protection from a coronavirus before COVID-19, what changed that makes them effective now? The fact is, nothing has changed except for the opinions of some medical professionals. Who? The government-controlled and highly politicized health departments and so on, these guys, or other medical professionals latched onto the government nipple. The fact is, there have been many experiments done to determine whether or not masks are effective in protecting wearers from transmission or contagion of diseases caused by a virus. The method used is randomized controlled trials, RCTs. If you ask, I'll provide several of these studies to you. If you study them, as I have, you will notice that all the science provides almost identical data, same methods, same experiments with little variation, and virtually the same results. But you will notice one thing does change, rather remarkably, and that is the scientists' recommendations that come at the end or sometimes in the preface. That begins changing, and I think it was about January of 2020. Before COVID, there was universal agreement in Western medicine that masks are not recommended for public use to control the spread of a virus. But then, at about the beginning of 2020, it shifted to masks might, perhaps, maybe, could, you know? And then it shifted again, and now they start introducing or reference, you don't really look at the studies, they reference certain studies in support of the use of masks, and you look into it and you find out they're citing Asian studies, particularly Chinese studies. We shifted to the China model. That's what's happened here. And when those studies are examined, it will be shown the reason the Western medicine world didn't accept them. They're poorly managed, clearly biased, and politicized. China likes to mask its people. Americans don't. That's the difference between a totalitarian controlled people who have been beat down and whipped down by the government and then those who are accustomed to freedom. Well, I'm out of time. I've got to address COVID-bovid thing tonight during our visit. Catch us tonight on my live stream visit on Facebook. Find Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. Like the page, set notifications to be alerted when I go on live, and we'll talk some more. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon. Go to GodsWar2020.com.